Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Moshi, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Iggy, I'm 13, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Gina, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson, too.
I'm Emily, I'm from Hudson, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Every Mondays from 3:30 to 4, Emily, Antonia, Ingrid, Gina, Mahmuda, and I are on the radio from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we're happy to have Moshi back in the studio. It's been a while. Woo-hoo!
We missed you.
I missed myself too.
Looking fabulous as always, if I may say.
Watermelons. Yeah, me and Ingrid are watermelons today.
Okay. She's wearing green pants and I'm wearing bright pink. Can I be green? And Antonia has her nails painted green. And so Gina's the colorful pits. Or seeds. There's purple seeds.
Yes.
They're brown.
I painted my nails in Spanish class today and I got yelled at.
Tell the world.
Yeah, she used our friend's nail polish. It was blue.
She did it too, though. But he's not very nice.
He's not.
But he gave me 100 a bunch on those quizzes.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
No, he is not. I didn't do half of them.
Coward.
Okay, let's talk about books.
Yeah, let's talk about books.
I want to go first.
Okay. High five. In the face.
Oh, okay.
We got some squeaky mics today.
Yeah.
Don't mind us. We're sharing.
Oh, my book was Falling for You. I don't remember who it was by, but it was good.
Is it Lisa Schroeder? That name is jumping into my head.
Maybe, probably.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
While you talk about it.
So there's this girl named Ray. And
Ray. You know it.
Her dad walked out on her when she was born. And then her mom married her jerky stepdad, and now Ray is 17, living with her mom and her stepdad in a crappy little house, and she works at a floral shop with a homosexual man and two nice ladies, and then the guy who works at the coffee shack next to her, they're like really good friends, but they've never been like out together as friends, and yeah, it's good. You'll never, like, the ending is so surprising. And then, like,
I must read it.
Yeah. This boy comes, and he's new, and they start dating, and, well, it's really exciting. You have to read it.
You have to.
Yes, you have to. You have to.
So is it, like, a contemporary, realistic sort of romance? Is that sort of the focus of the book, the romance?
Yeah, basically.
And it is by Lisa Schroeder, by the way.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have you read her before, or was this your first book by her?
First.
It has a neat cover.
Yeah, it does.
Can you describe the cover?
Okay, so it's like this girl and this boy are kissing in the rain, and then by their mouth, it kind of looks like, you know those teeth that you get and they like they sparkle?
Yeah.
They like light up. It kind of looks like that, but they're kissing and it's not
it's
that.
It's the sun.
It's not the sun. It's raining.
I'm gonna pretend it's the sun. Okay, well, what is it?
I assume there's like a light behind them that's shining
through
like the space
between their lips.
But it looks sort of like magic.
We're beautiful, like diamonds in the sky.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Don't want to break the mic.
Okay, so my book it's called Purity by Jackson Pierce. Yes, I'm going to talk about it. And it's about this girl named Shelby Creewee. I think that's how you say it. I don't know, but it's from A Little Princess, that book. I don't know if you guys know it, but that's how you pronounce her last name. And when she was 10, her mother died of cancer. But when she was in the hospital room with her, and she was saying, like, goodbye and stuff to her mom made her promise three promises. The first one was to love and listen to her father. The second one was love everyone and everything. And the third one was live without restraint. So in the beginning, and like the chapters kind of go by, like the first one was like 5 years and 352 days before, and then it goes to 34 like couple days, like 42 days before and 34 days before and stuff like that. And those days before are this princess ball dance that she has to go, and it's like this kind of like church-ish thing, that it's a father-daughter dance, and she doesn't want to go but she has to. And in the beginning of the book, it starts off like with it says that she's about to jump over this, like she's on this like ledge thing and she's gonna jump into a lake. And since her mom said to live without restraints, it's like a bunch of, it's like a list that she wants to do, which is basically living without restraint. And that one is to like, it's just something crazy that she wants to do. And it's like she jumps off a ledge into this lake, and it's like kind of high up, so she's so it's like kind of scary. So she jumps in, and like she does it with her friends Jonas and Ruby. And so, and in the little princess ball thing, she like they have to make vows at the end, and the vows are like, it says to live pure, and well, like she doesn't really want to live pure, so she has to like. Because, like, she already drank before. So, I mean, living pure means no alcohol before the age of 21, no drugs, and no sex. So, yeah. So, basically, she's trying to lose her virginity before the ball because she doesn't want to make that promise. Because if she has to make that promise then, or the vow, then she can't, like, do anything before marriage. So, it turns out that she does, in fact, lose her virginity before the ball. Which, I mean, it kind of makes sense because it's gonna happen, but then afterwards
I hate you for talking about this.
Well, yeah. You don't know what
we do. We do try to avoid spoilers on
sorry
that's all right, it happens sometimes.
But yeah, and I'm not gonna say what happens in the ball though, because I don't want to say if she goes through with the plan and like with the ball inside the ball thing. But her father and her do become closer, and it's kind of just like a
aw, daddy daughter moment.
Yeah, it's like a daddy daughter book thing, including some weird sex stuff, and her friends and her friends are just, they're interesting. But her best friend Jonas is a guy, and when I first read the book I was like, they're not best friends, they have to be more than best friends. But then they do turn out to be best friends, but you know, stuff
this
I won't say for Gina.
This reminds
but it's
me
cute.
Of that episode of Teen Titan where Raven's all like her dad and it's the portal and I'll just shut up.
Yeah. So what book did you bring, Antonia?
Okay, so I brought Insurgent by Veronica Roth, which is the second in the Divergent series. And it has 525 pages, and I read it in 2 days because it was fabulous. And so it continued on with the story about like Beatrice Pryor, and
there may be some slight spoilers for Divergent.
Yeah.
In this review, since it's the second book in the series.
Yeah, it's a second.
Just a heads up if anyone is trying to avoid spoilers for Divergent.
Yeah. So yeah, and then it carried on with about Beatrice Pryor and Tobias Eaton, or Four or whatever. Yeah. And
spoiler.
And they did like cool stuff, and they were like being so awesome
and
like
dauntless.
Yeah. And so basically they live in like this world where there's like five factions. There's Amity, which are the peaceful, Candor, which are the honest, Dauntless, which are the brave, Abnegation, which are the selfless, and Erudite, which are the intelligent. And so then the Erudite have waged war against the Abnegation, and it's kind of like the aftermath of the war, and they're going along doing their thing. And I liked it a lot because, like, when you read books like The Hunger Games or Twilight or stuff, they're all like, we have a perfect relationship, and everything is perfect in every single way, and we love each other till the end of the world. But then, like, it was kind of like that in Divergent with Triss and Tobias. But now, then, in this book, they had, like, a lot of fighting. And they were like, no, you know what? You are just wrong, okay? And I like that because it made it more believable. And it was nice. And Tobias was awesome and, like, really, like, strong and good boyfriendy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then he would also fight a lot. And they talked a lot more about the factionless, which was nice too, because I was kind of curious about them in Dauntless. Divergent. And you learn a bunch of cool new stuff about them. And you... Yeah. And, oh, Triss is, like, really sad about stuff from Divergent. But then you see a lot more of Tobias's, like, emotions. Because before...
You see a lot of Tobias.
Tobias is, like, a really, really hot name.
I know, right?
Because he is very, 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 very smexy looking.
Like, in Divergent, he was just kind of like, I am big, strong guy. I live and do big, strong guy stuff. But now he's like, oh my gosh, I'm such a deep person and I have all these emotions about, like, my family and stuff.
Sensitive guys are hot.
I know. And he has, like, all his family issues and it's, like, cool.
Say I if you believe this, what Gina just said. I.
Yeah.
I, since I just said
Emily.
And so then... well, first they're, like, hanging out in Amity, which are the peaceful, and they're, like, eating apples and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really cool, and so they're doing their thing. And then they go on, they go to Kandor for a little bit. Then they get in some battles, get shot a couple times, you know, do their thing.
All sexy-like.
And it's really awesome. And you learn something really surprising about Peter, but then you're like, oh, never mind. And then... At first, you're like, oh, yay, Caleb. And then you're like, no. And Caleb is her brother. Or Triss's brother. Yeah. And, yeah. And they didn't have runners on the top of the pages. It was really weird. I was so confused. Yeah. Oh, and I took a test online, and it told me that I would belong to Kandor the Honest if I was in the faction. Yay. But then I took another one, and it said I would be Dauntless.
I'm Dauntless. I don't even need to take a quiz.
Yeah.
I know from my past and my,
like,
friends and my
parents. One said Dauntless, one said Kandor, and one said Divergent. So I was like, okay, you know what,
just
whatever.
Be Dauntless.
Yeah, I know, right?
Divergent exactly is too much. Dauntless. It's like too many emotions bunched up together.
I think you're Divergent.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is. Although the quiz told me I was Amity.
Yeah. Yep. So Ingrid, peaceful. You got to talk about your book.
I do. Okay. So
I'm sorry, I forgot about Ingrid for a minute.
I forgot about myself too.
Instagramming.
Okay. So the book I picked up, I'm a little in. I'd say maybe 40% in. I don't know. Don't trust me with math.
Why are you talking, like, in percentages? You've been using your Kindle too much.
Yeah.
You need to just say, like...
Well, this is an actual book this time. So, it's called The Red Pyramid. It's by Rick Riordan, who wrote Percy Jackson. And it's about Egyptian mythology. And surprisingly, now that I'm in, it's a lot like Percy Jackson, but it's also a lot not like it. Like, you can see, like, which characters would be if they were characters in Percy Jackson. But you can also see that their personality is very different. Like, they all have the same roles. But yeah, I'll stop talking about that. Anyway, it's told from two people's point of views, but it starts off at Carter Kane's point of view. And basically, his father is an Egyptologist, and he travels around a lot doing, like, research and archaeology and stuff about Egypt. And his mother died, like, when he was, like, 4. And so his grandparents took his sister, who's Sadie, and his father only gets to see her 2 days a year, so it starts off on a day where he's about to go see her, and they go to a museum, because his father needs to see some artifacts, and something happens to his father, and they find their uncle, and they find out that they're magicians in some way, and then they kind of find a kind of Grover character. Except her name is Zia.
Oh, it's a girl.
And they get taken to a place that would be like Camp Half-Blood if it was in Percy Jackson. And there I am. It's really good. I recommend it if you're looking for a book.
Yay!
That's cool.
How does it compare to the other record and books?
I mean...
So far. I know you're just in the first one.
So far, it's really good, but like I feel like Percy Jackson, I liked it a little better. But
I think it's because it's like Greek and
yeah. Greek but he does goddesses. Mention some Greek mythology in this too, which is really awesome. Like, hee, fangirl. I lost my first copy the other day, and I started crying. And my mom's like, it's okay, we'll buy you a new one. I love you, sweetie. And I'm like, love you too, mommy.
That's what a good mother would do.
So she took me to Barnes & Noble's.
Shouting out to mom, you know, going to Barnes & Noble's.
And she bought me some tea, too.
Tea!
It was delicious.
That was a very, you know, inappropriate conversation I was on with... And when you were in Barnes
and Noble's, I was in Barnes and Noble's and I was talking to Moshi because she had just called me before and she was on speaker. I'm walking around looking for my book and she says something. And I'm like, Moshi, you do know you're on speakerphone in Barnes and Noble's.
Yeah, it was something really. Yeah.
We won't go into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not. I actually think my mom's listening today.
Hi.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, and
hi, Auntie Emma and Gavin, if you're listening. Oh, and Uncle Paul. I love you guys.
Okay.
And Jack. If or Gavin Jake is or listening, your name was.
Gavin, if you are listening, I want you to know I'm going to marry you because you are so adorable. But he's probably not listening. He probably just walked out of the room if he was listening.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I love you, Gavin.
So, Emily, we have time to talk about your book.
All right, I read an older book. It is Raina Telgemeier's book, Smile, which I had never read before, shockingly.
I read that so fast.
So did I. I had recently read Drama by Raina Telgemeier, which is her newer book, which is sort of loosely based on her experiences in drama club in high school, although it's set in middle school in the book, and it's a different character, so it's not, you know, a memoir or anything. But Smile is actually her graphic novel memoir of her experiences related to some trouble that she had with her mouth and her teeth growing up. So it starts off in sixth grade and runs into high school, I think into sophomore year. And basically at the start of the graphic novel, she's running from a car to her porch and she falls flat on her face and knocks out her two front teeth. And that sort of starts this long journey of braces and trips to different dentists, orthodontists, other ists that I don't remember the full words to because I never had to go to them because I didn't have this kind of mouth.
I have to go to an orthodontist.
I had braces. Now I have bars in my mouth.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I feel like a lot of people do at some point get braces or have a headgear or retainer. Not everybody, but a lot of people have that experience. I don't think quite as many people have the exact experience that she had because she had such bad teeth issues and mouth issues related to this fall. But it's also cool because it covers this time period from sixth grade into high school, which is just, as you all probably know, it can be kind of a crazy time.
Definitely.
So it deals with like her changing relationships with her friends, her different crushes on boys.
When she finally has
to get a headgear and feels kind of like a monster because she has this crazy thing she has to wear in her head only at night, but she still feels kind of bad about it. Then she also starts breaking out at the same time, and she's kind of like, it's too much.
That kind of reminds me of my cousin, because like one time, like it was the first time of her going to my dad's house, and we only stayed there for like 20 minutes, and her and my brother were running down his concrete stairs, and she tripped and fell and hit her mouth on this on the car, and there's blood on the door, and her teeth got messed up really, really bad, and we had to take her to the emergency room.
Jeez.
I hate acne. I don't know why they exist. I wish someone could, like, create some magic zap power and then just, like, zap someplace and that everybody in the world would be, like, acne-free out. But, yeah.
I feel the same way about therapists.
About therapists?
Yes.
Why don't you like therapists?
You have problems with therapists?
I do not like them.
Why?
Well, my apologies to anyone who's a therapist out there. My grandma's a therapist too. But I don't hate my grandma. I just don't like the profession. I find it to be extremely disturbing and stupid.
Oh, well, that makes quite a lot of sense. Guess.
It's like paying money so that random people you've never met before can hear all your deepest issues.
I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah, like you could like tell your mom or your dad something like that for free.
But then at the same time, it's not the same, because when you tell like a random person, they can't really judge you. But when you tell a person that you actually know,
well, even they can, if they judge you,
even if they don't judge you, it's like they're probably secretly judging you in their head. But if it's just a random person, they're like, oh, I don't really know them at all. So it's like, whatever.
No, it is stupid and wrong.
That is your opinion.
Yes, it is my opinion.
Huh? No offense to any therapist listening out there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for Antonio's behavior.
Yeah, I wanted to be a therapist for like a long time, but never mind, because Antonio would hate me.
Exactly. I want to be a receptionist. Yay.
And then you're going to scare away people that are trying to call. You're like, what do you want? Can I talk to them? No, he's not available. Go away. Yeah, and then the business is going to make no money, and then you're going to get fired.
Okay. Well, whatever. Then I'll just go be an actor, Moshi.
Okay.
Not really. I don't want to be an actor.
So I have a question for Moshi, since we've missed out on hearing about what you've been reading for the past few months, maybe?
Okay, yes.
Couple months?
We missed you so much.
What's the best book that you read since the last time you were on the show?
Wow, it's so hard.
Or what are some good books?
Mark of Athena.
All right, so.
If you don't say Mark of Athena, I'm going to be so
the last time I read a couple of books. Every single book that I read, like every time I read a book, it's pretty good. So yeah, Mark of Athena was
good,
really
you
good.
Won't die.
Even though Ingrid spoiled the ending for me way before, but I
No, I didn't. Everyone else spoiled it for me on Instagram.
They're like, you know, they totally, you know, do what they did.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's not that do what you did. You think, don't think dirty. It's not that. It's bad.
And I also read another book. It's called Angels and Demons by Dan Brown. It's related to like Illuminati kind of stuff, and it's really cool because I learned about a totally different thing that I like didn't really know much about. And I read Wither by something DeStefano.
Learn DeStefano.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I read.
I want to finish the trilogy because it's really good. The Gabriel boy is so hot.
Give it to me when you're done. If you end up like getting one of the other books.
Yes, I will.
Yeah,
and
all three books are out now, so. And they're available through your library system.
Yeah.
Emily?
And I'm not sure what other books I read.
They were really good. I really enjoyed them, and I didn't read them. Like. Until
yeah, the book...
a billion years ago.
The book Angels and Demons, it's a really thick book. It has like 710 pages, but I finished it in like, I think 4 or 5 days. It was really good.
Yeah. It's always surprising when you can read a really long book that fast.
Yeah.
I read a 525-page book in 2 days.
I know.
But then again, I spent one entire day reading.
Like, I was
I
reading.
I didn't do anything the rest
and currently,
of the day.
I'm reading the book The City of Bones by, I forgot the author. Yeah,
Cassandra
Clare. For any of Mortal Instruments fans out there, I love Jace already.
What are those books about?
They're kind of about, it's kind of like the Hush Hush series, like, except the Nephilim are called Shadow Hunters, and Fallen Angels are called, I forgot what they were called, but, and it's different, because they said that, angels and demons, their offspring are usually Shadow Hunters, like, but they call them, well, Nephilim is what they're called sometimes, but they're more like Shadow Hunters, and, this girl in the book, her name's Clary, which is short for Clarissa. She doesn't know that she's a shadow hunter, and yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm like still in the beginning because I just started it.
Hey, Quinn.
Oh, hey, Maddie and Quinn.
Hey, Jack.
And Jack, yes, Jack.
Hello, everybody, because I never met any of you.
I didn't either, but you know, can't leave out Jack.
Yes, Jack.
I never met Jack.
Wait, who's Jack again?
He's that kid that when we were at Battle of the Books, like he came running to us and he was like, are you guys from Bound by Books? And we freaked out and he got overwhelmed and he ran off because we scared him.
Was he like a little
kid? It was quite
kid?
Reasonable to run away in that moment, I must say. If I had been him, I probably would have
like
run away
our
too.
Age.
Yeah, it was like a turned around celebrity meeting. Like normally like the celebrity's like, yes, and the person's like, oh my gosh, but they were like,
I hope he goes
hello.
Next year if he's
like,
not
oh
old
God.
Enough. I want to see Jack again.
I know, me too. I didn't.
Maybe he'd be a guest on the show.
Yeah, he should.
If he's not too scared from being him. Yelled at.
He should because
positively
you know,
yelled at.
I want to like meet him because you know you guys talk
Come
about
on,
him like
Jack.
Every Monday, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of feel left
out.
Get
in touch with us, man. Be like, yo, could I guest star on your show? And we'll be like, oh my god, yeah.
She'll say it in that exact voice.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. Exactly.
I hope he doesn't freak out.
You should visit our blog, too, if you want to hear, like, archives or more reviews. And it's at www.wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com.
Or you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com. And
especially if you're Jack.
Yes, Jack. I don't want to be a creep on you, but please email us if you want to, you know, star on the show or something.
Okay, that does sound very, very creepy.
It does. But tune in next Monday and every Monday after that on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.